The challenge for people like Uta is to become alert and engaged. A difficult but unavoidable task if they want to recapture their lives. Uta herself did recover. She wrote a book about her experiences and started a successful journal called Mental Fitness. This is where a bottom-up approach to the therapy becomes essential. The aim is actually to change the patient's physiology, his or her relationship to bodily sensations. At the Trauma Center, we work with such basic measures as heart rate and breathing patterns. We help patients evoke and notice bodily sensations by tapping acupressure points. Rhythmic interactions with other people are also effective, tossing a beach ball back and forth, bouncing on a Pilates ball, drumming, or dancing to music. Numbing is the other side of the coin to PTSD. Many untreated trauma survivors start out like Stan, with explosive flashbacks, then numb out later in life. While reliving trauma is dramatic, frightening, and potentially self-destructive, over time a lack of presence can be even more damaging. This is a particular problem with traumatized children. The acting out kids tend to get attention. The blanked out ones don't bother anybody and are left to lose their future, bit by bit. Learning to live in the present. The challenge of trauma treatment is not only dealing with the past, but even more, enhancing the quality of day-to-day experience. One reason that traumatic memories become dominant in PTSD is that it's so difficult to feel truly alive right now. When you can't be fully here, you go to the places where you do feel alive, even if those places are filled with horror and misery. Many treatment approaches for traumatic stress focus on desensitizing patients to their past, with the expectation that re-exposure to their traumas will reduce emotional outbursts and flashbacks. I believe that this is based on a misunderstanding of what happens in traumatic stress. We must, most of all, help our patients to live fully and securely in the present. In order to do that, we need to help bring those brain structures that deserted them when they were overwhelmed by trauma back. Desensitization may make you less reactive, but if you cannot feel satisfaction in ordinary everyday things like taking a walk, cooking a meal, or playing with your kids, life will pass you by.